This is Victory House.
All right, this morning, real quick, let me share the word of God to you from Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. We looked at some part of Romans chapter 1 last month. Maybe I should even start from there. Romans 1:16, and then we'll take it to 17. Romans 1:16, we'll take it to 17. All of this month, we're going to be looking at what we call world overcomer. People that win, people that succeed, people that come over. And that will be what you'll be one of them too in Jesus' name. Romans 1, reading from 16. Scripture says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last." Another translation says, "from faith to faith." A righteousness that is revealed from first to last, just as it is written, "the righteous will live by faith." 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. 1 John chapter 5. And verse 4. The Bible says, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world." This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. So this morning, under this world overcomer, I want to talk about coming over. How do I come over? How do I go over? How do I finish 2019 better than the way I started? How do I succeed at my job? How do I parent as a parent and still have my sanity? How will I balance every other thing? How will I make things to work? By the grace of God, that's what we're going to be looking at today. In that 1 John chapter 5 that we read, the Bible said that there is somebody that will always go over. There is somebody that, despite what happens, that person will go over. He now says, he starts like this. He says, "Anyone that is born of God." Anyone that is born of God. There is such a thing as being born of God. There is such a thing as being connected to God. I've said it here before and it bears repetition. God is the creator of everybody, but God is not the father of everybody. So that statement, when people say we are all God's children, is not quite true. We are all God's creature, but we are not all God's children. How do we become a child of God? John chapter 1 and verse 12 says, "To as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God." So you have to receive him to have the power to become the sons of God. And so if you have received Jesus into your life in this room this morning, what the word of God is saying is that if you have received Jesus, you are born of God. And if you are born of God, the next thing that is expected of you as somebody born of God is to overcome. Meaning that it means that if you are born of God, there will be challenges. You know, sometimes because the word gospel means good news, many people think that good news means that everything is always good. In fact, sometimes people hear from people like me who are preachers that come to God, all your problems shall be solved. Yes, God is able to take care of problems, but sometimes it seems that what we people hear us say is that when you are with God, there will be no problem. You know that's not true, right? You know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. You know that in fact, the fact that you are born of God, there will be challenges. The only thing that put Job into trouble was because the Bible says Job feared the Lord. When God and the devil were having a conversation that Job himself was not privy to, the Bible said, God told the devil that, "Have you seen my servant Job? This man that, look at him." God was boasting about Job. And the devil said, "Does Job serve you for nothing? Does Job just do all the things that he's doing for nothing?" And he said, "Look, Job is serving you because of all these things that you are doing to him." And God said, no, I don't think so. And devil asked God for permission. Let me size him up. Maybe there are people like Job in this room this morning. The devil is like making you to believe that what is happening is because of you, because you are not right with God, because something is wrong with you and God. That is why this is happening. Sometimes it is because something is right between you and God. Sometimes the problem is that God loves you. Sometimes the problem is that God favors you. Sometimes the problem is that because God loves you, just like what happened to Joseph. The problem of Joseph came because Jacob loved Joseph. The Bible said Jacob loved Joseph so much more that Jacob made a coat of many color for Joseph. And because of the love of Jacob, that love brought about persecution. That love brought about problem. I've come to tell you this morning that being on the side of God many times may be one of the qualifications for having issues or having trouble. But I've also come to tell you that trouble, though may come, victory is guaranteed in Jesus. Can somebody say amen to that? So the Bible says, whoever is born of God, whoever has received Jesus as a Lord and personal Savior, one of the things you need to understand is that affliction will come, trouble will come, problem will come. Don't believe that gospel of milk and honey that says that once you come to God, nothing evil can happen. No. Because some people, in fact, sometimes in the name of faith, which is what we're supposed to be talking about this month, some people, even to acknowledge real things that are happening, they live in denial, so to say. Say, no, 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 it's not possible. But it is happening. It is happening. You can see it. We can see that something is wrong. Something is happening. And you say, no, 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 it's not possible. And in their mind, if I'm a child of God, it should not happen. It cannot happen. No. The Bible said Jesus was in a particular boat. Jesus, the Son of the Living God, who even demons, when they see him from afar, they'll start talking and say, please don't come and disturb us. Don't disturb us before the time. Jesus, the Son of the Living God, he was in a boat. And he went to sleep. And the angels in heaven knew that Jesus was sleeping in the boat. And the devil still had the audacity to make storm, to be so, you know, fearful and very disruptive that the Bible said water was entering the boat. I like Jesus. Maybe I'm like Jesus. I sleep like Jesus. Amen. He was still sleeping with the water in the boat. And you can imagine the boat they had in Jesus' day. How sophisticated would it have been? Huh? You can just imagine. It can't be like Titanic. Even I don't think it's like the Ark of Noah. No, it's a canoe or canoe. How do they call it here now? Whatever, you know, it's just a plank. And Jesus was there. Jesus was sleeping. You would have thought that the angels in heaven will never make storm to come. But you see, in this world, that's what Jesus even said. He says, in this world, you shall have tribulations. It is part of the deal because the devil is the god of this world. So when you go to war and you see some oppression and rejection and stifling and things that are not working the way they should, be rest assured that you are in the world. Amen. Is that not why when kids come to this world and they don't cry, people are concerned? This place we cry. It's almost like you mean you will come here and you not cry? If a child, you give birth to a child and the child just smiles. No, they don't like the smile. They want the child to cry because in this world, there's crying. People cry. So they pinch this child or poke the child and then the child will cry. Why? Because in this world, there are issues. Even if you're a child of God, even if you hold the mic, it doesn't matter. But what the word of God says is this. He that is born of God overcomes. Can somebody say overcome? Say overcome. So don't be perturbed. Don't be disturbed. Don't worry. And don't think something strange has happened to you if you face issues. The issue is not the issue. The issue is to go over the issue. You have to scale over that thing. You have to be victorious over that thing. In fact, if the Bible says that we are overcomers, an overcomer has to have something that comes to them so that they will go over it. Because if he doesn't come to you, how will you go over it? If he does not, if there's no battle, so to say, if there's no challenge, how will we declare you as victorious? Even though the victory has been guaranteed, you need to understand that there will still be some level of contest. And then you know the result of the battle that you win. Can somebody say, I win? All the time. So scripture in that place says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, or whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And it says, this is the victory. Our victory is encapsulated in one word. It says, our faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. So our faith is our victory. If you don't know how to operate your faith, that means your victory will be lagging. That means your victory will be short. That means your victory will not be actualized. So all throughout this month, by the grace of God, on our Sunday services, and even in our midweek service, we're going to be looking at different dimensions of faith. Different dimensions of faith that allows us to be able to go over. That allows us to be able to have results that in spite of what the devil does, we are going to be victorious. Can somebody say amen to that? Alright, so by way of introduction, let me just go over what is faith. What is faith? I know if I ask people and take mic around this room, people will have different answers to that statement. What is faith? But here are a few definitions if you want to write down. Faith is a conviction derived from scripture concerning the person of God and his disposition to man. It's a conviction. It's a conviction. Faith is a conviction. You need to come to a resolute conviction of the personality of God. I liked it when Pastor was saying to us the other time that we should say God is good to me. Because, see, many people, the reason they are not able to overcome is not because they don't do all the motion, but there is no conviction. It is not personal. It is group. People think in group, they worship, they raise up their hand. But deep inside of them, there is no personal conviction of the person of God. So that's why the Bible says that faith is the evidence of things hoped for. Hebrews 11, it says, verse 6, it says, he that must come to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder. Meaning that faith is that you believe that there is a God. You believe that God is who the Bible says God is, and God will deal with me the way he is. Because it's one thing to believe that God is something. It's another thing to believe that with respect to me, he will deal with me like himself. Because there are people, you will meet them, they believe that God is all powerful. They believe that God can do all things. But to them, they have an issue and think, well, maybe not to me. Remember the story in John chapter 11, when Jesus shows up at the tomb of Lazarus. The Bible said that Jesus was having a conversation with Lazarus' sister, I think it was Mary. He said, look, take heart, you know, and he was talking and he said, your brother shall live. And he said, yes, Jesus, I know my brother shall live. He will live in the resurrection. When the resurrection? But Jesus said, I'm not talking about a future event. I'm saying your brother right now can live. And there are people, they understand that God is able to do some things in the future. There are some things that God can. But what about now and now to me? So faith is that conviction that you derive from scripture. The image of God presented in scripture that you are convinced about that image of God and that his disposition towards you is what the word of God says. So if the word of God says, God loves me, faith is, I believe that. Not that I believe that God loves the world alone, but that God loves me. Faith is that. What is faith? Faith is acting consistently to reveal truth. Whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. What is faith? Faith is acting consistently with revealed truth. when any truth is revealed to you from scripture, I will know that you have faith in that revealed scripture when I see it in your action. If I don't see your action consistent with that scripture, then you are wasting your time. What you do is that you have mentally accepted that that thing is possible, but you have not acted in faith. Because faith is an action. James 2 and verse 26. James 2:26. The Bible says, just like the spirit without the body is dead. It says faith without works is dead. So that means that if I say I have faith in the person of God and God has revealed himself in these dimensions to me, if I don't act consistently with that revealed truth, I don't believe. I can say it, and many people do say it, but we see faith when we see action. Remember in the story of Abraham, when God told him to go and sacrifice Isaac, the Bible said, until Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac, he was already on the mountain. Isaac was already tied up as a sacrifice. It was then that God spoke. Because faith has to happen in such a way that we have to see the action. You can't tell us that I believe in my heart and I can act it if I need to act it, but I'm not going to act. No. Faith is acting consistently to receive, to reveal truth. What is faith? Faith is receiving what God has given. Faith is receiving what God has given. Sometimes that kind of statement, it sounds very simple, but many times people don't receive what God has given. Faith is like, I give you a check. The check has been written in your name. But until you cash the check, until you take the check to the bank and you cash it, you have not really shown me that you have faith. So faith is, I receive that check. I receive the money. I believe I receive it. That is what faith is. It's not, oh, I have the check with me. Yes, the check is near money. It's money. But until you receive it, and there are many things that God has given that many people are not receiving. Sometimes they will say statements like pushing it into the future. God will heal me. No, God has healed you. I receive my healing. I walk in my healing. So faith is receiving what God has given. When it comes to salvation, many people don't have a problem with that. Receiving what God has given. For example, in John chapter 1 and verse 12, the Bible says, as many as have believed him, or as many as have received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. If I were to meet somebody now and tell him about Jesus, Jesus died for your sin and all of that, and you need to pray and receive him into your heart. Many times you'll find people walk through that with you and then they'll pray what we usually call the sinner's prayer. And then they will receive Jesus. Now, in that, when they receive Jesus, nothing in the natural changes. But many people will believe that they are now born again. But when it comes to any other thing, for example, if I met the same person and I tell him, let me pray for you, and so that you receive healing. Then I pray, the person has a headache. And then the headache is physically still there. But do you know that if I have prayed for you and if you believe you receive, even though there is symptoms, you might also have still received. Just like if somebody was a sinner a few minutes ago and I prayed with the person to receive Jesus and the person received Jesus and becomes born again. But the fact that the person became born again now does not mean that some old habits won't show up. But the person is born again. Similarly, if I pray for you to be healed and you receive it, if you hold on to the fact that I have received my healing, even though everything in the natural does not look like I have received my healing, you know what will happen? Your healing will catch up with what you have believed that you have received. So faith is receiving what God has given. You stay in that place of receive. I receive this that God has given. If God says, I have given you a child, I receive it. I receive it. If God says, I have given you a job, I receive it. And I will tell you some of the things you can do to show that you have received it. So you stay in that place of receiving, just like the person who is a sinner should stay in the place of, I have been born again, even though every other thing in the natural did not change. Because if I pray for a sinner now, believe me, the guy, if he was 5 feet, 8 inches tall, will still be that after I prayed for him.
But has he been saved?
Of course. Because the word of God says so. If I pray for the same person for healing, and the person believes he received, and there are no human and physical symptoms to show that it has happened, it has still happened if the person can hold on to the fact that I received what God has given. Amen to Jesus. So what is faith? Faith is receiving what God has given. What is faith? The evidence of things hoped for, and the substance of things not seen. All right, let me share something with you before we praise God and dance. How do I activate my faith? How do I activate my faith? Or how do I show that I'm in faith? Let's look at this scripture, Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, we will read from verse 18. Gonna see your victory, for the battle belongs to you, God. I'm gonna see your victory, I'm gonna see your victory, for the battle belongs to you, God. The Bible says, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall your seed be. And be not weak in faith. That means that there is strength in faith and there is weakness in faith. That means that we can start out believing and having faith, and somewhere along the line, something, because natural circumstances are not changing, that faith seemed to dindle. You see, he considered not his own body. Meaning this, Abraham had not seen Isaac. Abraham was getting older every day, but Abraham still believed he has received. He believed that if God said, I'm the father of many nations, it is true. Because to show you that he believed, he had made a mistake. He had a child out of wedlock called Ishmael, and he thought that that was going to be his child. And God told him to tell that child to go away. And he did it because he believed that if God said, I'm going to be father of many nations, how he will do it, I don't know, but he will do it. So the Bible said, be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. How do you activate your faith? How do you make sure your faith stayed strong? Especially as we're saying, 2 months like 2 years. How do you activate your faith? Because it will take faith to make that 2 months like 2 years to happen. Because this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. How do you do that? The Bible said it here concerning Abraham. He said he did not stagger. He did not waver. He did not change his mind. He did not say, well, let's review the thing. He said, the Bible said, he staggered not at the promises of God, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So how do I stay strong in faith? Give glory to God. Live a life that gives glory to God, especially concerning that which you have received from God. So, for example, if I'm believing God for a job and I come to church, I declare overturn, overturn, overturn. It's now my turn. I get my job. What do? On Monday morning, I send my resume out. As I'm sending it out, I'm thanking God. I'm celebrating. I can even throw a praise party for that thing which I'm believing God for. That's how you stay strong with faith. Because can I tell you the truth? The natural things, the natural evidences will speak against what you are believing God for. Abraham is going to see his body, and one day will see the calendar change to another year, and he will see that I was 90 years old last year. Today I'm 91, and I have changed my name from Abraham, exalted father, to Abraham, father of many nations. This is now madness confirmed. So I have changed my name. If I have changed my name, people are looking and saying, how will this happen? So that he will not lose his mind, he gave glory to God. So in the morning, when he sees himself, maybe he sees that this day, now when I look at the mirror, yesterday I still saw some black hair, but now everything is completely white. Instead of him to now start crying, because some people, when they see that, the next thing is that they will start to cry. God, somebody give back to me. I must give back to somebody. They start talking and all of that. The Bible said, Abraham gave glory to God. I imagine Abraham had a YouTube playlist. When he saw that gray hair, he just pressed play. And he started dancing before the mirror. Can I even tell you this? It's a secret. Don't tell anybody. If you want to pray and you are not feeling like it, go to the front of a mirror. Look at that guy in the mirror. He will be your dancing partner. Get something to sing. If you get a music that you can sing to, praise God. If you don't, open to the Psalms. If you read Psalm 1 and it doesn't look like a praise song, move to Psalm 2. Continue like that. That's some of the things I do. I just keep scrolling through the Psalm and I land on one. I say, this one is a praise one. And I'll be singing it to the person in the mirror. And you know, a song does not have to have rhythm. I can just be singing, Jesus is my Lord and is my Lord. It doesn't have to have any meaning, any rhythm. But I sing it to myself. Because if you keep doing that, you will strengthen your faith. You are even in faith. You are activating your faith. You are engaging your faith when you are giving glory to God. So this morning, I want you to understand that our dancing should take a different dimension. We are believing God by the way we praise God today, showing Him that we believe that this month and the next month will be better than the months that have happened before. That we are not going to let the devil cloud our ears, because he will say, don't mind, pastor. Is that not how he said in January? He said the same thing. He said this year will be different. Has the year been different? He said the same thing. All these pastors, they just like to excite people. What will he say? Will he say the year will be bad? Will he say November will be bad? He will just say it will be good. And so, don't let anybody deceive me. But can I tell you the truth? If you join us in this praise party this morning, if you join us in this praise dance this morning, there is no devil in hell that will stop your overturning. Because overturn, overturn, overturn. It is now your turn in Jesus' name. I want you to bow down your heads to God this morning. The Bible says this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. But the person has to be born of God. If you're in this service this morning, you want to say, I'm not sure I'm born of God. If you raise your hand, I will pray with you. But, you know, if you raise your hand in this service, you say, I'm not sure I'm born of God. I'm not sure I'm born again. I'm not sure if I die today, I will see God. If you raise your hand, I will know, I will pray with you. The rest of us, I want you to just tell God, this month, I will give you praise. This month, from this morning, I will give you praise. But if you are that person saying, pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born of God. If you raise your hand, I will know that you're there and I'm going to pray with you as we celebrate God this morning. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so, Father, we want to say a big thank you. Thank you because of the guarantee of Scripture. Thank you because of the guarantee that we have from your word that says that we will always be overcomers. Thank you because we overcome by what you have said to us. We say be exalted in the name of Jesus.